The proposed Susitna-Watonna Dam project is moving forward. The Alaska Energy Authority, which is planning to build the huge hydroelectric facility, has filed paperwork with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which, if approved, puts the project on a timeline for completion in about 6 years. Some Alaska Native village corporations in the Cook Inlet area have land holdings near the dam site, and they are becoming concerned that AEA is not addressing their claims before pushing ahead with construction plans. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The land issue goes back 40 years to the signing of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Cook Inlet Region Incorporated is the major landholder in the proposed Susitna-Watonna Dam area. Although much of the land Siri holds will be conveyed to four village corporations in Siri's region, Ethan Schutt is Siri Vice President of Lands Management. Schutt says it's a complicated arrangement.
So we have this land, and for a variety of historical reasons, not all of it has been conveyed to the respective village corporations, but at some point it will be.
Most Siri lands are in populated areas, so there is not much open land for the village corporations to choose from to take their ANCSA selections. Cook Inlet villages are required to select priority lands near home before selecting from two other units in West Cook Inlet and in the Talkeetna Mountains. Some Siri village corporations, like Ninilchik Native Corporation, are still owed lands. Bruce Oskoloff is Ninilchik's Director of Lands and Resources. He says Ninilchik is waiting for lands the corporation is entitled to under ANCSA.
So the village corporations that still have remaining entitlements really, on one hand, just don't have a choice.
Oskoloff says since Ninilchik did not get all the land it was entitled to in its priority selections, the village has a land deficiency and has taken its case to the courts. When the legal wrangling is over, Ninilchik and three other village corporations will be selecting land from the dam area. Although land title in the dam area is not clear yet, Oskoloff says it's not too soon to discuss compensation. Oskoloff says Ninilchik wants to hear more from AEA now.
Our corporation board has taken this issue under consideration. They are getting a little concerned that there's not more direct contact with the villages.
Ethan Schutt, too, says AEA has not asked Siri's opinion on the dam project. Schutt worries that a massive hydroelectric project will no doubt impact Siri energy projects, such as its power-producing Fire Island wind farm. He says AEA is in negotiations with Siri on permits for land and water studies, but Schutt says there is still a lot of discussion that needs to be done, for instance, about archaeological sites or compensation for subsurface mineral rights lost if land is submerged under the dam's reservoir.
It is a mineral prospective region around this proposed Susitna dam site. It's not clear what, if any, impact or what, if any, resources might be in the area.
But AEA's Wayne Dyock, Susitna-Watonna project manager, agrees there are a lot of discussions yet to take place. Dyock says there are work groups scheduled for later this month on the licensing process.
We have not gotten into those discussions with the Alaska Native groups that own those lands at this point in time. Those will be discussions that will take place later.
Dyock says he's doing all he can to keep in touch.
The Alaska Energy Authority recognizes the need and importance for engaging the landowners in discussions. We have initiated those discussions, and we plan to continue them as the licensing process unfolds. So far, we've met with the presidents of Siri, Otnatayonik, Ninilchik Natives Association, and the chief executive officer of Kinikotnu.
Dyock says we are trying to get a better understanding of the various issues that participants have while fleshing out a study plan. I'm Ellen Lockyer.